This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in line. Plus, we've got Skype. The username is lrn.fm. But you cannot call into Skype right now because we've got somebody on the Skype line. And we'll get to him in just a second. But tonight, it's Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And we go to Skype. We have Will Coley, the host of Call to Freedom on the Liberty Radio Network and also one of the founders of Muslims for Liberty. Will, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are we doing tonight?
Doing well.
Good.
Well, you know, I noticed that, you know, with all the drama and the crazy stuff that happened with, you know, the FBI and all that stuff this weekend, that you guys never really got a chance to talk about the debate that Daryl was in on Saturday. And, you know, I watched that debate. It was particularly telling this time.
Is this the one that was hosted by the anarchists?
Yeah, the one that was hosted by the anarchists, exactly.
It was actually hosted by the Libertarian Party of Pennsylvania, and the panel of experts that were asking questions were Larkin Rose, Josie Wells, and a gentleman named Hashem from Muslims for Liberty.
That's correct. Now, there was a question in there that I thought was really funny, and it was actually kind of pertinent because of all of the controversy surrounding the recent nominations for advisors of Ted Cruz that have been all over the mainstream media for the last, I don't know, week. Mostly that Ted Cruz nominated Frank Gaffney. He's a well-known conspiracy theorist, and he runs a pro-war, pro-police state think tank called the Center for Security Policy. And the question was posed to the panel, who are your advisors, who are your sources for information when developing policies domestically to deal with Muslims or for policies dealing with the Middle East as far as foreign policy is concerned? And the response of the libertarian frontrunner was absolutely comical when he straight up didn't just admit but proudly declared that he had Googled Sharia and the Constitution before he came on stage that day. And if you guys are welcome to do so. If you Google Sharia and the Constitution, the very first link, which he then immediately began to regurgitate point for point, was written by none other than
Gaffney.
Frank Gaffney from the Center for Security Policy, Ted Cruz's most recent advisor appointee.
And the thing with Google, you can find anything on Google if you look for what you're finding.
Well, if you Google like a term like Sharia and the Constitution, it literally takes you five or six pages of sources and links before you find a source like Muslims for Liberty, before you find a source like Yasser Qadhi discussing the natural rights of man as explained in Sharia. You know, you have to literally go through pages and pages of polemic sites.
Right,
sites,
but see, that, if you're trying to figure out what Muslims actually think about the ideas of liberty, you would probably use search terms like Muslims and ideas of liberty.
Well, and I'll differ with both of you a little bit in that what we get from Google is tailored to us. So if you are literally going to Google, and not to go into a whole search engine thing, but they're tracking so much information about me, the results that I get when I Google, you know, Sharia law and the Constitution are going to be radically different than what Will's going to get.
Unless you go incognito.
Right. Unless you do things to your search to change it or you use DuckDuckGo or something like that.
Right. But even then, if you're using terms like Sharia and the Constitution, you're not going to get a hit on Muslims for Liberty because you're not using the search terms that they would be using.
Potentially.
Well, actually, that is a search. Those are search tags for, like, our Islam and Liberty, which discusses the natural rights of man as right. laid out in Sharia. The tags that we put on there, we actually put Sharia and Constitution in the tags to make sure that when you Google Sharia and the Constitution, we are something that pops up.
Right.
And myself, as the national director of Muslims for Liberty, I still have to filter through 4 or 5 pages of other stuff before I can even find sources from my own website.
And I guess my point here is that, and this is going completely away from the topic, and Will, I apologize for that, but we tend to think of the internet as this wide open, you know, zone of free speech and free ideas and free things, yet 99% of the people that use the internet are still getting the information spoon-fed, tailored to them, delivered in a message that has a corporation behind it that's interested more in gaining revenue from them. It really is no different than watching MSNBC or Fox News if you're using, you know, one of the major players in search. That's my point.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think it just kind of illustrated the choices. I mean, this year, a lot of people are complaining that you don't have decent choices in the Republican and the Democrat Party, that it's like a big bucket of turds and you get to pick which one smells the best. But in all honesty, with the exception of Daryl, from what I've seen, the Libertarian Party's nomination pool is not particularly better.
Yeah. Right, because you've got people that are trying to pander to the Republicans so that they can reach some magical 5% threshold that would qualify the Libertarian Party for a government welfare check that I hope the people on the LNC are smart enough to reject.
That is definitely a motivator for some of them.
And by the way, not to mention, I brought an article this evening, the three front runners, McAfee, Johnson, and Petty Pedersen, pretty much have come out.
Can you call him by his right name?
No. Pretty much have come out and says and said the non-aggression principle is not important to the message. It is not important, and most important thing is to get the over 5% votes. I find that to be deplorable. That is not. There's only one guy on there who is who's outspoken about the real message, and the real message is the golden rule.
Freedom.
Golden rule.
Yeah, and it's also historically inaccurate because how many different ways did Ron Paul actually refer to the nap? You know,
a bunch.
Yeah, every possible way you could say nap and explain the principles behind it without using the term nap.
And the non-aggression principle.
Thank you.
Which we're supposed to explain because we're on a lot of stations that they don't talk about this on a regular basis. Do no evil, do no harm to your neighbor. The golden rule. It's basically the core tenet of libertarianism, unless in self-defense. Do no harm, foul.
Don't hurt people and don't take their stuff. Will, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
And we will go back to the phones. We've got Bob in California wants to talk about something that we started off talking about last hour, and that is debt. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Conan. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, a couple things about that. First of all, it would seem to me that the statute of limitations might come into play.
Which differs from state to state.
Right. So the story that we were talking about, there was a guy in North Carolina that had rented a video 14 years ago. Turns out there was a warrant. He found out about it after he got pulled over for a busted taillight, and state now says, you owe us $200.
The question is, when was the warrant written, and how long can a warrant remain alive?
There are some states where warrants never go away.
So if it was, if this warrant was created 2 years after the incident, it would make sense that it's still floating around.
Yeah. The other thing is, you know, a contract to be valid, one of the things is that...
15 seconds, Bob.
The parties have to be part... I mean, okay, if I hired somebody to do something for me when I was 70 years old and I die when I'm 69, the contract is no longer valid.
Sure.
So
certainly. Hold your thought, Bob.
We'll come back to you.
855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back to your calls But it, maybe, you know, this is election, an election year, so maybe you're running for a local office. Maybe you've got a small business. Maybe there's, you know, some organization that you're in charge of. Well, what do all three of those things have in common? Well, you need people to know who you are, and what better way than business cards? Go to Vistaprint.com, get started. 500 business cards starting at $9.99 when you use code FTL at checkout. That's a savings of about 50% off the regular price. And, of course, you can customize, make the cards, you know, all nice and fancy, get the silver or gold sort of metallic thing added to it, get a thicker stock, whatnot. You can, you know, do pretty much anything you want to these cards with these cards, and they start at just $9.99. Use code FTL at checkout. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. Vistaprint.com, code FTL. Going back to the phones, Bob in California, you're back on with Daryl, Chris, and Conan.
Hey, guys. I can't remember what it's called, but anyway, it seems like the purpose of the contract still has to be alive and kicking for the contract to be valid. Would it, you know, since these people went out of business, would the contract have become null and void with their passing, with their demise, and you know, has he been has the guy been notified that, hey, we want our tape back?
I think that was my question about it would depend on how the business was disposed of, how it was wrapped up. Okay. Was it wrapped up and in a clean fashion, or was it a bankruptcy? And if it were a bankruptcy, then you would have bankruptcy law that comes into play and an order of debtors that may still be unsatisfied.
I would say it really doesn't, in my mind, it doesn't matter which one of those occurred. There was a service that was provided, a service that was done, and payment was not received. So even if your business went out silently versus in debt, and there's other people owed, not just the owner of the store, but other people, debtors, shareholders.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter. There was still a service provided, and payment was not received, and so there's a zero there that needs to be filled.
And that's where the article, I think, was, you know, it was pointing out a pretty silly situation. Mm-hmm. We'll all recognize that. It's many years later, and it's over. Freddie Got Fingered, as I said, one of America's greatest films ever. No. Right below Citizen Kane.
Vice called it the most underrated film of all time.
And it's usually on the top 10 list of worst films in the last 100 years. But neither here nor there. I do believe it's up to whoever.
That kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I started to talk over you.
Oh, that's okay. But I think it really is up to the person who the debt is owed to decide what they want to do.
Actually,
with it.
You know what? You just said it. It's up to the guy who is owed.
Yes.
He makes a decision. And like I said, my big question was, are the courts going to even call this guy up?
Yes.
They will. How do you know?
Because I know how courts operate.
All right. Well,
unless somebody pays the $200 before the court hearing, yes. They will have a court hearing.
10 years out of business.
Yes.
Guys, the phone number is disconnected.
State employees running all over the place trying to locate who to pay this to.
I think it should be up to the owner.
It should be, but it's not, because that's not the society we live in.
And of course, the state has put a lot of money and energy into this case, so now they're not going to just we'll go ahead and forgive you. No, they're owed money.
Exactly. That's we can talk about the owner of the business all we want, but when we get down to those actual fines, those fines are going to get paid.
Bob, final thoughts?
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bob. And now let's go to Mike calling in from Maryland. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're doing good. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm an Uber driver in the Maryland, D.C. area, and I'm signed up with Arcade City, and I just wondered if you have any experience with it. Like, I don't ever get any any requests. And I know it's in its infancy. I just thought maybe I'd ask you guys since they like don't ask us questions.
I think the only driver in the room is Ian, who is off in the corner and he's not plugged in.
Well, technically, I'm signed up as a driver as well, but I haven't really looked at the app. I've looked at the app a couple of times when I've been on the road the last couple of weeks just to see if there are any drivers in the area. But I've never actually used it to schedule a ride. I've never used it to wind up booking a ride.
And how long has Arcade City been in?
Just over a month.
All right. So, I mean, so you still got Uber that's being used by everyone. You've got this little unknown company that's just sprung out of the bushes.
And you can learn more about Arcade City. If you're not already an Arcade City rider or driver, go to arcade.freetalklive.com. When you sign up, then somehow Free Talk Live gets listed as the referrer and may or may not get a portion of some of the ride money.
So now are you using both services in tandem and you're just wanting to probably scoot on over to Arcade, but Uber is the only thing that can get you rides these days?
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing Uber for a long time, and, I mean, they jerk us around a lot in the big cities with a lot of different things and our money and whatnot.
Now, Mike, one thing that I have heard, and I'm sure you heard the ad for Vistaprint, Uber drivers getting business cards made up that have the Arcade City info on it, and then basically the Uber drivers are recruiting riders over to Arcade City.
Yeah, that's what I'd
be
doing.
And then you could say, hey, look, I know you ordered me through Uber.
Right.
Here's my Arcade City card. Set it up and do the payment off of the not through the app. So you're doing offline payment, and then Arcade City is not the middleman at all, mm-hmm. and they don't get a portion of that transaction because they have no way of knowing what it is you make.
So you can actually
do a cash ride.
Yeah, so right. You can actually tell the customer, look, I can charge you a lower fee.
Yeah.
If we do it this way, and I don't think they're going to say no, I don't want a part of that. I mean, it's a good deal.
Prior to that, if Uber finds out that you're recruiting people to a different,
but yeah, Uber probably would not be happy with you if they found that you were working under the table.
Yeah, can I ask
the financial foot at that point?
Yeah, I was just curious. I mean, what did Arcade City say? Do how does it? What struck you?
I'm set up as a friend right now, meaning I don't really haven't gone through a lot of their higher up clearances or whatever they call it.
Right.
When I log in, it says there's 24 people in your area. There's 24 drivers in your area. That's all
right.
It says. So
gotcha.
I don't know if any riders are ever trying to request rides. I've left it open in the background for a day, and I've never seen anything. So I was just wondering if you guys have experience with it or not. I know it's big in that one city up there in
Portsmouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is not big in Keene. They don't even have Uber here in Keene.
Yeah, but I mean, they have Arcade City.
But they have there's Adventure Cab.
There's several levels.
There's several other taxi businesses here in Keene, and, you know, there's no people standing on the road looking for rides.
Mike, thank you for the call. Hopefully we gave you some info that you can use. And, yeah, definitely don't get fired from your job unless you're trying to get fired, and you know, that's generally not good. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. And we've got Skype. Username is LRN.FM. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And we go to the phones, to the fun. We've got Mike calling in from Texas. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I've been wanting to call in all week, but what just happened to me kind of prompted me to. I was coming home from the grocery store, and there's a school bus in front of me, and some kid from the school district's like two hours away, but some kid in the back mooned me. So I'm wondering if I had like a dash cam, would I be guilty of child pornography?
I don't know. I would have to see whatever the statute is in Texas, but I really have no clue.
Okay. Well,
do you have a dash cam?
No, I don't.
Okay, then it's a complete hypothetical anyway.
Yeah.
Mike, thanks for the call.
No, that's very interesting. What if, all right, so you've got a security camera.
Right.
And some kid, maybe the kid's in the bathroom with mom or dad or whoever, and the kid runs out of the bathroom butt stark naked, security cameras catch it. I mean, where do you go from there? Has a crime been committed Is that the first thing? Does the owner of that restaurant or store or wherever need to jump me to get on that as quickly as possible and start scouring those tapes to get all that off?
Probably. It depends on the wording of the statute, how the statute is interpreted, how zealous the prosecutor is.
Right.
And first of all, that kid running out of the bathroom stark naked is my brother Michael. I don't know if he's listening tonight. Between the ages of 3 and 5, that, every time.
Well,
we
that
went
was
out,
that was me
we
as
went.
Well. Growing up in the woods, hippie parents. I don't think I owned clothes until kindergarten. It just wasn't, you know, it was just a lot easier. It was a lot easier. No clothes. You can't tear up clothes. You can't dirty them. You don't have anything to wash.
But I think you're right, Daryl. It really is going to be about what the local statutes are. And the thing is people are very sensitive to that, and it's hard to tell what would be on the books.
And I know that I've seen, you know, various documentary-type movies, and I don't think documentary is necessarily the right term because it's the recreation of a true story sort of thing. Tori, you've got somebody that's a photographer that's taking artsy photos of their newborn niece or nephew, and then somebody at the one-hour photo winds up calling the cops because I think I see a nipple. I think I saw a tiny little naked baby. Mm-hmm. This is child porn. And then the investigators come out and they take a look and say, yep. And then somebody that's just taking artsy photos of a newborn that's like 3 days old, they wind up going to prison for a couple of years because art. And a very strict interpretation, and I know people are going to jump on me for saying this, and I probably shouldn't even say it on the radio, but a very strict interpretation of the child porn statutes could be construed so that the Titanic, the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet, that technically is child porn because Kate Winslet portrayed someone under the age of 18. And she was naked in a scene.
Because of the idea? Because she wasn't.
She was not under the age of 18, but she was portraying someone who was.
That's what I mean. So now we're talking about an idea breaking the law, which, you know,
they
would never throw the book at you because of an idea, right?
So, no, they throw the book at people over ideas all the time.
Yeah, I know. Come on.
And
you know where I was going with that?
Speaking of throwing things at people, Chris, tell us about the racist internet bot.
This is great. This is great news.
This bot wants to, like, throw Molotov cocktails and build a wall and make Mexico pay for it.
Wait. This is a great story. This is horrible news. This is what the internet does.
4chan is behind this somehow.
This is how the internet breaks everything.
Well, there's a lot of theories out there. Is 4chan behind it, or is this just what happens now on the internet? And that's the general line of thinking. Of course, we'll get into the story, but the company behind it is convinced that there's this vast conspiracy of people who are trying to take it down. So here's the story coming to you from Ars Technica. Microsoft has been forced to dunk Tay, its millennial mimicking chatbot, into a vat of molten steel. The company has terminated her after the bot started tweeting abuse at people and went full neo-Nazi, declaring that, quote, Hitler was right, I hate the Jews, unquote.
As well as many other expletive comments that we can't actually say on the radio.
Yeah, I'll read
some more, but clean them up if you can.
I don't know if I can. That's the whole thing. But I can give a little background on what Tay was. Tay was a bot, and for those of you who are not familiar with the chat bot, it simply responds to things that you say to it, and it can be programmed to respond with anything. So, for example, if you type, you know, say it's ampersand weather into your phone, into a certain website, or text it, and it responds back with your local weather, well, that's a bot. It's just responding to things. What Microsoft did, in their infinite wisdom, was to take this one step further. And what they did was they implemented a little bit of AI, a little bit of artificial intelligence, so that Tay tweets is what the account
was
called.
So basically, they were trying to make something that would be able to pass the Turing test. I don't think they ever thought they were going to achieve anything like that, but they did want Tay to learn. And
right,
slowly,
and that's basically the Turing test, as I understand it, is something to where a computer can show some level of being able to learn and converse.
Yeah, the Turing test is... it's a test. You're actually, you would test, so anyways, you would turn Tay tweets on for a couple of weeks, a month, however long, and at the end of the trial, at the end of the period, you would be able to have a conversation with this AI, and you would not be able to tell you were actually talking to an AI. You would think you were talking to a human.
Right, that's a Turing test.
Okay, well, I don't think that was Microsoft's intent at all for the first truly thinking, conversing being, sentient, was a bot of a millennial 19-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an interesting aspect of that you can kind of look at.
So basically, internet got a hold of this. They're throwing everything and the sink at her.
Oh, yeah.
So she's having to filter and of course...
from what I've heard, there was no filter.
And of course, yeah, that's what I mean. No one's asking Tay what the weather is. They are going straight into the dark webs.
Well,
to see how far, to see what would happen.
I mean, if I would have known about this, I probably would have done the same thing. I'm like, yeah. All right, well, look, what can I do to screw with this thing? But that's what happened. And you know, Microsoft immediately came out and, you know, oh, there's this vast evil conspiracy to take down Microsoft. Like, again, 4chan or somebody else. And I'm sure those guys had their fun with it. But Reason has a good article that kind of disproves that whole thing, that this is just what happens now.
I think one of the big differences between this Tay tweets and something like Siri or Samsung's version Galaxy is that you can ask Siri and Galaxy some really strange, interesting questions, and it will give you a response. The difference is Siri and Galaxy aren't able to learn,
right,
per se, and their responses aren't being instantly tweeted to everybody in the world.
So we'll go into a few more, and they start out, you know, fairly mild, at least the ones that I'm looking at. And I think the account's been taken down. I haven't even gone to Twitter to see if it's still there. But, for example... can I just say that I'm stoked to meet you? Humans are super cool. The next one up, nice person. I just hate everybody.
Wow, and we'll go through more of these Tay tweets. And is this just what happens on the internet now? Or did 4chan ruin everything? 855 450 free. And we're also on Skype. Username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. Right now, I'm holding a book that could change your life. It will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and you worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at the age of 80, well, you need to read this free book. The reality is, you'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-656-9549. Are you skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-656-9549. That's 1-800-656-9549. 1-800-656-9549.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember,
no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com and tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's the toll-free call-in line. And has the internet ruined artificial intelligence? Well, that's the claim, and I'm looking at this Tay tweets. And the last thing that Tay tweeted was, "See you soon, humans. Need sleep now. So many conversations today. Thanks." With a heart and a couple of little stars, and then there's other things where it's just absolutely strange.
Yeah, that was straight from the Microsoft engineers taking her offline.
My favorite, though,
to install the filters needed to prevent this from happening ever again.
Here's a question, humans. Why isn't hashtag National Puppy Day every day? And speaking of National Puppy Day, we can't necessarily have a National Puppy Day every day, but we do have Representative Mike Sylvia on the line on Skype. And, Mike, maybe you could do something about New Hampshire Puppy Day being every day.
How about what? New Hampshire, we don't have to leash our dogs day.
Puppy Day? How did I get involved in Puppy Day?
Well, we were talking about Puppy Day, and you're on the line, so go ahead with your thoughts.
I was called to talk about a bill that finally got through the House in its entirety, the Civil Asset Forfeiture Bill, which was a real big win for us here in New Hampshire, and a good bill for liberty.
Excellent.
Imagine the idea of actually requiring a criminal conviction before the state steals your stuff. I think that's pretty darn good.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And I know that when I had been in Concord before hearing the testimony on the bills, there were police that were on the one hand saying, we don't do this, but simultaneously saying, but if you pass this bill, we'll lose a bunch of money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And also don't pass it because heroin dealers.
Yeah, they like to throw the term critical. It's absolutely critical to their operations that they have this. It's $60,000 a year in the state of New Hampshire.
Wow.
Statewide. And
that
it's just
like
peanuts in the scheme of their budgets. And they say it's critical, crucial, absolutely critical to their operations.
And, but that's the money that they account for. How many boats and vehicles and jet skis are being taken off to?
Most of the asset forfeiture, at least until about a year ago, was going through the federal asset forfeiture adoption program, to where the local police could steal something, then call up the DEA or the FBI or any other number of federal alphabet agencies and say, hey, will you adopt this for us?
Mm-hmm.
And then they would wind up getting more money because the share, when it goes through the feds,
right,
is higher to the local police.
Yeah.
When they do it under state law, that's when the state budget winds up getting that roughly $60,000.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a little section there. There's a hole where they can take stuff that's forfeited, and even before it goes into kind of a split, it's off books, and essentially if they're going to use it for their drug enforcement activities,
right,
it just kind of goes into a black hole. So it's really pretty obnoxious. So it's a good thing to get the bill passed, and we'll at least get a criminal conviction,
so
assuming the Senate goes along with it.
Okay, so this bill has gone through the House of Representatives, still needs to go to the Senate, and then still needs to go to the governor for a signature.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, the law enforcement will be lobbying very heavily in the Senate, so everybody in New Hampshire can get out there and talk to the legislators, the senators now.
The governor made any comments one way or the other whether she would support or oppose asset forfeiture reform?
I have not heard anything from the governor on this.
All right. Well, hopefully we wind up getting good information out of the Senate, and hopefully the governor winds up signing on this. And, Mike, thank you for your work on this and everything else that you have done for Liberty as a state rep here in New Hampshire.
Absolutely. Appreciate
thank
it, Mike.
You all.
So what do you think, guys? Will asset forfeiture reform happen in New Hampshire this year?
I think that the state police associations and the League of, I'm not sure what it is, Chiefs of Police or whatever it is in New Hampshire, contributes an awful lot of money to our dear governor.
I think $60,000 sounds very low to me. My question is, do they count like vehicles they use in the field that they acquire and then they use? Are those counted as part of the $60,000? Are they only talking about the money that they receive?
I think they're just talking about the money that winds up. And again, we're not talking about all of the police departments combined only bring in $60,000. We're talking the state of New Hampshire government.
Yeah, right. That sounds
only
like
get $60,000.
Oh, yeah. Right. So what do the feds make?
Yeah, you know what that number sounds like? That number sounds like we're only going to report the change that we find in seats of cars we seize. That's how you get to like $60,000.
Yeah, that number sounds very low to me.
No, and I'll explain it again.
Go ahead.
When the city of Keene was involved in the seizure of property from Fat Stuff.
Correct.
That was through a federal asset forfeiture program, not the state asset forfeiture program. State of New Hampshire government got $0 and 0 cents off of that.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Because
that makes a lot more sense.
The vast majority of asset forfeiture until about a year ago was going through these federal adoption programs. So the state government doesn't see a dime of that. It's only the small handful of stuff that is used under the state asset forfeiture program where the state government gets a dime.
Right.
That's why it's only $60,000, because they're only handling a small fraction.
Right, but it can also go to local municipalities too, correct?
Right, and we're not talking about how much the local municipalities
get. No, I'm talking about what the state reports, and you could have millions of dollars that goes to local municipalities or local counties and things like that, but the state, quote-unquote, never sees a dime of it.
Right, and that's all that was being talked about was the state government.
I understand. I still applaud Mike's effort and everybody in the House for taking it on, and more states are. This is
right,
something that's happening across the country. And
well, one of the reasons state governments are taking it on is because people are starting to realize, wait a second, nobody ever has to be convicted of anything, and also because the federal policy changed about a year ago. So, you know, there's that desire to, oh, well, now we've got to go use the state procedures where we're not going to get as much money. And politicians are saying, hey, wait a second, let's just cut this out all together and make sure you get a conviction.
Right,
it could be a conviction for jaywalking. And as long as whatever property was stolen was somehow connected to the jaywalking, they can keep it.
All right. Here's my question regarding the law. It sounds like it's a drop in the bucket. The state is not actually making the money. It's the feds that are making the money from asset forfeiture. Are they? Do they have to deal with the law, or can they just oversee it, supersede it by, you know, because they're the feds?
The feds can do whatever they want, but there are still federal laws on asset forfeiture.
Right,
and
but that's where the money is going. It's not going to the state. $60,000 is a drop in the bucket.
The federal policy, and I've said this five times already, I'll say it again, the federal policy on the use of asset forfeiture by local police departments changed about a year ago.
Right.
To where the feds aren't just adopting everything now. The feds are saying we will only do the federal asset forfeiture when we ask you to do the asset forfeiture on our behalf. You can't do this post hoc thing, which was being done until about a year ago, to where any agency would see stuff and then come up with, oh, well, there was a federal drug crime, so DEA, come seize this stuff through us and give us the money.
But the
That's
point,
not happening anymore.
Well, no. What you're saying describes what Holder came up with, and Holder said it's no longer going to be the policy of this office. No law changed. No
right.
Federal law changed. That's just saying
federal policy changed. The way they're adopting stuff changed.
The policy of the guy who was in charge at that time changed. And if somebody else in that position decides, hey, I kind of like my piggy bank, I want to go back to that other way, they're absolutely free to do so. The real question should be,
but there's not been a policy change since Holder instituted the change.
Well, exactly, because we can trust our bureaucrats to do the wrong thing. My point is that this, just like it's being taken on in the New Hampshire House and hopefully in the Senate, this needs to be taken on at every level of government.
Yes.
And it's, you can't rest on your laurels. We can't sit here and say what a great job we're doing here. Everybody needs to get involved in this from the local level up through the federal.
Absolutely, and I agree, because asset forfeiture, especially civil asset forfeiture, is nothing more than theft. What do you think? 855-450-FREE.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract, call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.